are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and on this show we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. This episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the app and join me on Sunday towards the end of the game to get in on the action. I'm a former contributor for the baseball statistics and analysis websites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs. I've been podcasting about the Giants since 2015, and I'm a lifelong fan. And coming up on today's show, we are going to talk about yet another Giants win, 7-0 over the Rockies last night. Logan Webb was fantastic yet again, 6 shutout innings. And what do you know, Lamont Wade Jr. added another home run, his 15th of the year. So we're going to talk about these two relatively young players. Webb is 24, Wade is 27, but they're also young in terms of service time. So they're players who figure to be prominent players into the Giants' future. So we're going to talk about the significance of all that with these two. Also, another shutout caught by Kurt Casale, and then the Giants' position in the standings. For the very first time, we've got betting sites and even Fangraphs basically either saying the Giants are favored to win the NL West or that it's a coin flip. Fangraphs, which has conservatively been more pessimistic about the Giants, they've got it as a coin flip at this point because the Dodgers lost yesterday, Giants picked up a game, and they're now 5 games up in the NL West. Here we are, midway through August. So I guess we'll talk more about that later because I do want to focus on Logan Webb. How about that as a place to start? I mean, he's just emerged as one of the top pitchers in the league right now. With 6 more shutout innings, he lowered his earned run average on the season to 2.98. And the peripherals are really good too. He's got a 3.23 fielding independent pitching, 2.99 expected fielding independent pitching, 3.52 expected ERA, so that's about a half a run higher, but still, just really good numbers across the board. And something significant about Webb is that he also, and I mean by also, I mean this is a big reason why he's able to have the success that he has, in my opinion, is that he's a ground ball machine. Among all National League pitchers with at least 80 innings pitched this year, and there's a lot of them, Logan Webb is first in the average launch angle against him, meaning the lowest average launch angle against him. He's the only one with an average launch angle against him that's negative. So literally, on average, hitters hit the ball down as opposed to any kind of upward trajectory. And it's just hard to do a lot of damage when that's the average launch angle against you. So not surprisingly, he's second in ground ball rate at 60.2%, second in the league. And also not surprisingly, he doesn't allow a lot of home runs. His home runs per nine is just 0.74, which is much better than the league average. So, I mean, what else can you say? Logan Webb, it's not just about that, though. It's the fact that he's more so attacking the strike zone than he has in the past. And to me, the slider development has been one of the most unexpected surprises of this breakout season for Logan Webb. He is getting swings and misses when hitters swing at it almost half of the time, which is a really good rate. And he's able to throw it in the strike zone for called strikes as well, kind of steal strikes with the slider because hitters really aren't looking for that pitch. So anyway, he has just emerged as clearly one of the Giants' top starting pitchers right now, if not number one. And it's not just, okay, he pitched well against the lowly Rockies. He's also pitched well against the Brewers, Astros, and Dodgers twice in this streak he's been on over his last 5 starts when he's been fantastic. And just, it's not just a 5-start sample either. The season numbers just look really, really good. So a lot of promise for the future. Logan Webb, I mean, he is under club control for the foreseeable future. I mean, he is pre-arbitration eligible this upcoming winter, and then he has three arbitration years after that. So he's under club control through the 2025 season. And players like this are important when you're planning your future rosters, because the rest of the Giants rotation is going to reach free agency at the end of the year. Literally all of them. Gausman, DeSclafani, Wood, and Cueto. So it's nice to have at least one guy that you can look ahead to next year and say, okay, he's going to be in our starting rotation. And Webb, as I said earlier, he's just 24 years old, and just good for him. He seems like a good kid, and he's having that success that this team always believed he could have. So coming up next, we'll wrap up the conversation about Webb, and I also want to look at Lamont Wade Jr., who hit a three-run homer after Logan Webb missed a grand slam by about a foot. So both of these young players had a big role in the Giants' 7-0 win, which improved them to 74-41, just a ridiculous record that put them in a position to, you know, it moved the needle in this NL West race. So we'll talk all about that next. But first, did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's really something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, well, you're missing out. Coconut, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you'll get two of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too, and that's really important to me. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from just 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Built Bar is also the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, as promised, we're going to keep this conversation going. I want to shift our attention a little bit to Lamont Wade Jr., who hit just another home run. It's getting to be a little bit ridiculous what this guy has been able to do, and it's starting to look like he's having a Mike Yastrzemski type of breakout. So Wade Jr., I mean, I don't know if y'all remember this, but when he was acquired for Sean Anderson from the Minnesota Twins, the reaction and the analysis of Wade at the time was that, okay, this guy's got a great approach, he's going to draw his walks, he's got a great strikeout to walk ratio, but the question is he ever going to hit for any kind of power? And in fact, even last night, I pulled up an old scouting report that basically just said everything kind of nails his profile, except it says what he lacks in power, he makes up for with good rangy corner outfield defense. And then in terms of assigning a grade to his power, he was given a below average present and future grade, meaning they didn't think he was going to hit for present power or future power. And so Wade has completely turned that on its head. He hit his 15th home run of the year last night in his 63rd game. It's really quite ridiculous. I mean, obviously, if you just double the games played total, that's just 126, and it would be 30 home runs at that pace. Which is not to say he would necessarily keep up that pace, but the point is, I don't know that anybody saw this level of an outbreak coming from Lamont Wade Jr. So it's a credit first and foremost to him, but also we have to assume that the Giants have helped him reach this potential, as they have done with a number of other players as well. Like the fact that Brandon Crawford is having a career year at age, whatever, 35. The fact that Buster Posey is having a season that puts him back into MVP consideration with the type of offense he's been able to put up. Evan Longoria was having a great year. Brandon Belt quietly having another strong offensive year under these new hitting coaches. We just have to assume that Wade's power outburst is just another example of that, and it's remarkably valuable. The fact that the Giants are able to find these players and turn them into good players is incredibly valuable. I keep thinking, and I want to like put this out there as often as I can, but the Giants hitting coaches, Donnie Ecker, Dustin Lind, and Justin Veeley, they deserve raises. Like, they legitimately deserve whatever they're making. They deserve to be making at least 10 times more, and I mean that wholeheartedly. I assume they're not making millions of dollars a year, but the value that they're providing to the Giants is worth millions of dollars a year. Millions, like maybe tens of millions. The kind of value that they're able to get out of these players is so valuable. The Giants are 74-41 with a team people did not expect to be above 500 coming into this season. Our bold prediction was 86-76, and they are going to blow past that, it looks like. I mean, they're already at 74, and we've got almost 50 games remaining. So anyway, I'll get to that later, but Wade Jr., I mean, so on the season now, he's hitting .253, .332 on base, .540 slugging. So the difference between the slugging and the average is called isolated power, and that number is .288. Among all players in baseball with at least 200 plate appearances this year, that isolated power number of .288 is 11th best in all of baseball. So Wade Jr. is very much hitting for power among the big boys in the game. I mean, we're talking about the leaders here, Shohei Ohtani, Tatis Jr., George Springer, Kyle Schwarber, Acuna Jr., Guerrero Jr., Joey Votto, and then guess what? You've got Brandon Belt and Lamont Wade Jr., Belt edging ahead of Lamont Wade Jr. by a few points. So I put something out on Twitter today posting Lamont Wade Jr.'s numbers and then a mystery player who had remarkably similar numbers. And it turns out that mystery player is Brandon Belt. It's kind of uncanny how similar their numbers are. Belt's average is .251. Wade's is .253. Belt's slugging, .544. Wade's, .540. Belt has 15 home runs. Wade has 15 home runs. Belt has played in 62 games. Wade, 63. Belt has 229 plate appearances. Wade has 225. They each have 3 stolen bases. They've basically been the same player, except Belt strikes out and walks more. And Wade, obviously, you know, the on base is the big difference. And therefore, Belt has been a better player because his on base is .358 and Wade's is .332. There you have it. They've been remarkably similar. So it is interesting to think about perception. If we think about Belt as Wade, then maybe people will like Belt a little bit more. Like, I've never understood Belt criticism all that much because this is kind of normal production for him. Not totally. I mean, he's having a great season, which has kind of gone under the radar because of the injuries and an abnormally for him high strikeout rate, like higher than normal for him, over 30%, unusual. Anyway, the point is about Wade, who homered again, and it's just incredible what he's doing. It's just incredible, and I just got to say, give those hitting coaches a raise, give them lifetime contracts because they have made a huge difference for this team. And Wade Jr., I mean, entering the year, similar contract status to Webb, just over a year of service time. So he, I believe, is also under club control through 2025. So just a great trade for the San Francisco Giants. Sean Anderson has been DFA'd like 4 different times this season. He's just bounced around from a number of organizations. I believe he's now in the Padres organization. But he was with the Twins, he was with the Rangers, with the Orioles, and now I believe with the Padres. So just looking like another heist by Farhan Zaidi and this Giants front office. So coming up next, we'll talk, you know, we'll wrap this up. There's a lot more to get to. This was kind of an eventful show we've got planned here. We'll talk a little bit about Casale. We'll talk about the playoff odds and the division odds and all that. So stay tuned for that. But first, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. The baseball season is in full swing and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit using the promo code LOCKEDON. That's promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at betonline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Everybody knows it's beneficial to be eating more fish to get omega-3s and protein, but the seafood counter can be really intimidating. Which fish tastes the best? What type of cut? Can you really be sure about the quality? That's a big one for me. Wild Alaskan Company takes the guesswork out of buying wild-caught seafood. They deliver high-quality, sustainably sourced, wild-caught seafood right to your door. Each shipment contains premium, wild-cut, individually wrapped portions of delicious seafood that's ready to prepare and easy to cook. Wild Alaskan Company seafood is how nature intended it to be, always wild, never farmed or modified, and contains no antibiotics. And right now you can get $15 off your first box of premium seafood when you visit wildalaskancompany.com/MLB. That's wildalaskancompany.com/MLB for $15 off your first box. wildalaskancompany.com/MLB. Make sure to use our URL to let them know that we sent you. All right, here we go. We're going to wrap this thing up, talk about the updated division odds, mention, you know, give some credit to Kurt Casale, who's turned his season around and caught yet another shutout last night. And I believe somebody, I didn't look this up myself, but I believe somebody put out a note today that the Giants are like 32-8 in Kurt Casale starts, something crazy like that. So, I mean, we'll give him his credit. But let's talk about the playoff odds for a second. It is no small deal that FanGraphs, which has been down on the Giants all season, and by down, I just mean they continue to project them to be like one game over 500 for the rest of the season. For the longest time, FanGraphs projected the Giants to be under 500, and coming into the year, the projection by them was like 73, 74 wins, something like that, which the Giants already have. They could lose literally every game the rest of the season, and that would be the only way they would match what a lot of these projection systems were saying about them coming into the year. That is incredible. 74-41 is just a ridiculous record. I can't emphasize that enough. Like, if you look at the Dodgers at 69-46, that's pretty much, as I look through, it's very close to being the second best record in the game. So in a normal year, I mean, they've got a 4-game lead over the Padres. People expected the Giants to be bad. In a normal year, people would not be batting an eye, and they would be calling this another dominant Dodgers team that's running away with the division. But it's taken just a freakish season by the San Francisco Giants to put them in this position where they have a 5-game lead against what's close to being the second best record team in the league. So FanGraphs now has the Giants playoff odds at 99.6%. It was 99.5 entering yesterday. But importantly, those division odds have become a coin flip according to FanGraphs. Giants at 48.3%, Dodgers at 50.2%. The remaining difference is going to the Padres, who have, according to FanGraphs, like a 1.5% chance of winning the division. Padres are 9 games back. Even if they had a great run and the Giants fell apart, they've still got to contend with the Dodgers. So I think the Padres are done in the division, that is. But it blows my mind that a conservative projection system is saying that this division race is now a toss-up. It's unbelievable. I would have never imagined that it would be possible for the Giants to win this division, even though my expectations, I believe, were like 95th percentile or better in terms of what I expected this Giants team to do. If you've been following the show all along, I have been extremely optimistic about the direction of the Giants pretty much since Farhan Zaidi took over. I knew his track record, I knew his skill set, and believed in the process that he put in place pretty much from day one. clearly they were on the right path to me. But even then, the idea that they could win the NL West this year was just impossible because the Dodgers I had as the best team in baseball, and the Padres are really good too. And they are. They still are. It's not like these two teams have collapsed. They're having really good seasons. It's just that the Giants have been even better somehow. And I mean, not somehow. I don't want to give them, you know, discredit them at all. But it's just unbelievable. And now it's, for the first time, here we are, August 13th. It's legitimately a coin flip at this point. Giants have a 5-game lead. I mean, some of you might be thinking, what are you talking about? The Giants should be absolutely favored to win this division. I just give a lot of credit to the talent that the Dodgers and the Padres have, but more so the Dodgers, Padres being 9 back. I don't know about making up that ground. So it's going to be a fight, but the Giants are at a point where with this substantial lead, and if they could potentially grow it, Dodgers continuing to play tough teams, they're going to play the Mets next, I believe. Yeah, they start a series in New York against the Mets tonight with the Giants taking on the Rockies, a team that has just been so abysmal on the road. And so, you know, Giants have a real shot tonight to expand this lead to 6. And if they do that, guess what? FanGraphs and all the other sources are going to favor the Giants to win this division. So obviously a long way to go. There are 47 games remaining, but it's exciting. I mean, the projection now, according to FanGraphs, is that the Giants are going to win 98 games. And again, that's conservative, and it has them just being 1 game over .500 the rest of the way. So 1 game over .500 gets you to 98 wins. Yeah, 24-23 would be 98 wins. Just incredible. So if the Giants can be like 3 or 4 games over .500, they could be a 100-win team. But, you know, it could all fall apart. I don't want to just act like this is necessarily going to continue over the next 47 games. We'll have to wait to find out, and that's why this stretch run is going to be so exciting. Anyway, got to give credit to Kurt Casale. He just had great at-bats, started some rallies, and caught another shutout. So, you know, this is why you have patience with players. A lot of people wanted this guy DFA'd after he struggled for a month or two to start the season. He has a track record, and he's lived up to that track record. So good for him. Another guy, by the way, Matt Whistler, there was just an article written about him on FanGraphs. People wanted this guy DFA'd from day one. He finally was eventually, but he's gone on to have a lot of success in Tampa, which is something we said would probably happen, and it definitely has happened. And how about Connor Joe? Just another example. Remember all the hatred coming out of the fan base about Connor Joe being the opening day left fielder a couple years ago in Farhan Zaidi's first season? Connor Joe is on the Rockies right now, batting leadoff and having a successful breakout kind of year. So another player that the Giants and Farhan Zaidi targeted, you know, people did not give him a lot of patience, but that player, it's easy to see why they targeted him. So yeah, that's kind of the theme of the day. Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. If you like this show, please consider rating it or leaving a review. It helps me out so much, so thank you in advance, and thank you to everyone who's done so already. I can't wait to be with you again on Monday. Have a great weekend. Thanks again for listening. You are now Locked On Giants.